Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMass and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
B-Pod Studios.
They work.
Arr, matey.
Well, you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know. I want to get it out.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
This is as far as this franchise has ever been. Is there a sense of accomplishment for you?
Don't even go there.
Does it? No?
Don't even go there with me. I'm not going to listen to that shit about an accomplishment. You get to the second round. I don't even want to listen to it.
I was going to ask if it felt as empty as it did last year when you lost in the first round. The feeling.
The feeling?
Yes.
I don't remember last year's feeling. I don't even remember.
Well, John Tortorella may be coming back to Boston this week, but might be for a wedding or a graduation party or, you know, visit relatives up there in Concord. It's not for a hockey game, I can tell you that.
Right.
Not for a hockey game at TD Garden.
He looks nice, got his little sweaters and stuff. I mean, look cute here.
Not so happy with his team's result after guaranteeing that Game 7. Not going to a Game 7. Bruins take care of business last night at Columbus. They just came out ready to go. They wanted to close that thing out. And I thought that Bruce Cassidy, after the game, he said, listen, I'm paraphrasing here, but he told his guys, don't weather the storm here. Okay? Go out there and take it.
Yeah.
Go out there and go get the damn thing and let's end this. And they did exactly that. And I thought that that was a statement by the Bruins last night to go out and grab this thing and get it over with and move on. They were the better team. We knew that going in. And they didn't let this get to a Game 7. They closed it out. They took care of business, and they're using their goalie in a way that we haven't seen him be used really at any point in his career. He has been fabulous.
You know, when they ruled that goal in the other night in Game 5, and it sort of gave them a little pop and a little pep in their step, did it for Columbus. The Bruins survived that wave. Even after they tied it up, they found a way to win that game, and then they came back the next time they took the ice, which was last night, and they said, we're ending this thing. So there's the team that gets some adversity, and how do they react? Boom. They come right back, they take that game, and they close the series out to get some rest, and here we are, probably going to be Thursday night for Game 1. That's how you do it. That's how you do it in the playoffs. You got to step up. They stepped up. They stepped up around Tuukka. Now it's what do the Celtics do? Do the Celtics counter that? Can Kyrie find a way to hang 40? And I'm praying for it just to see the squirming of the little green teamers and the overreaction of wanting Kyrie out of town after last night's game. All the boohoo crowd, you know.
So the
great response by the Bruins.
The Bruins will now prepare to take on the Carolina Hurricanes, and this can't be stressed enough that they've now got an opportunity, like they've had an opportunity in this round, to face a team that is probably not as tough of an opponent as what we thought they'd be facing. That's just stating the facts.
Think they faced the two toughest teams left.
Yeah, they've gotten
in the previous rounds.
They've gotten a great road here to this point, is what they've got.
Yeah.
Great road.
Now what are you going
to
do with it?
To their benefit. You got to this point. Now you got to win.
So you're talking about readjusting expectations.
Yes,
here.
You have to.
So no longer is it a great season if you get popped. It's a great spot they're in.
No, it is, but I don't think you're going to feel great about the ending. You're going to feel like this is what you're going to feel. You're going to feel like
help.
It was a lost opportunity.
Yes, you had help. And you did nothing with it. That's why you have to do something with it. That's why expectations get adjusted.
No, you're going to say it was a bad year. No, that's not what's. That's not what would be said. You're going to say you let one slip away.
It sucks coming away from that kind of year where you won a ton, you went deep, and to say, boy, it was fortifying. No, you'd be disappointed. You would. Old team would be disappointed. His fan base would be disappointed. Front office would be disappointed. It's there for you. Now just go take it. You got the talent to do it.
So Tuukka Rask has been absolutely spectacular, even last night, and I know there were some posts in there. There were some posts being hit.
No.
By Columbus, the same way the Bruins hit some posts against Sergei Bobrovsky earlier in the series, okay?
Right.
That goes both ways. That's a part of the game. It is. So Tuukka after the game, I just think reminded everybody why he's actually a pretty likable player and why goalies are just sort of different. And I just think he handled post-game so well last night after being on a run right now. And again, halfway home, halfway there. They haven't won anything yet. But I just think he handled everything so well after the game. Obviously, he's in a groove right now, and he's playing really well. He just handled this well. Have a listen.
They've been aggressive with you in the crease for most of the series. You push back hard tonight. Did you go into the game knowing that if anybody comes close to me?
No, not really. I was just trying to have fun, Foligno a couple of times. And I think as the series went on, they kind of felt that they maybe needed to do that, trying to get in my head a little bit. But it's funny when that happens because you kind of know that you have the better of them at that point, you know. I mean, but, you know, if they start running you, you got to defend yourself, take your shots. So gave Foligno a couple of body shots there for sure.
I'm sorry if you got to ask this earlier, but did you react at all to the Tortorella thinking they dented you? Did you hear that comment?
You should know by now. I don't read any comments. So I don't know.
People didn't affect. People might tell you what the comments are.
Yeah.
No, I just heard that.
Oh, you hadn't heard it at all. So he said that this morning that he thought, you know, the end of the last game that they'd maybe put a dent in you.
It's the playoffs. The mind games always. You know, that's, you know, it's entertaining. Entertainment industry, I guess, you know. So that's what the fans and media want. That's when I'm not, when I'm playing, I don't read it. But if I'm a spectator, you know, I like to read it because it's entertaining.
I love this guy. I love goalies. They're just weird. Goalies are whack.
I don't read it. Kind of morphed a little bit of a New England accent. It's entertaining.
He's got a little
entertaining.
He's got a little Eddie Murphy.
Yeah, it's a little entertaining.
Put the banana
on
the tailpipe. You know, it's funny. I don't read any comments. I told you guys.
He was also asked last night if it's important to be known as a big game goalie. And he goes, yeah, it's better than sucking.
It's a good answer.
He's had great answers.
Stupid question.
I watched it last night. I'm like, this guy, he's just himself. I don't think he changes.
And there's
he is exactly the same guy when he is out there and has a horrible night and when he goes out and has some of the best nights of his career.
He has to be.
He's the same guy. That's what I like about him. He's the same dude all the time.
Yep.
But, you know, you can't stand when goalies have bad nights, and you love them when they have good nights. And I just appreciate the fact that Tuukka is Tuukka no matter what. Here's the part, though, that I did find funny.
What?
Is that he's out there last night, and at one point he's talking about, well, you know, Toronto did create a little more traffic than Columbus did in front of the net. And I'm like, oh, God. And he's not saying it to talk trash. But I'm like, you probably don't want to say that. Like, people are going to take that the wrong way. Or think you're, and he's not. And the part about not hearing Tortorella's comments, I find so unbelievable in 2019. John Tortorella made those comments at what, 10:30, 11 a.m. yesterday? Yeah. We had those by the second hour of our show yesterday morning. The game wasn't played until 7 o'clock last night. So at no point between, let's say, 11 or let's say noontime, no time between, let's give a six-hour window, noontime and 6 p.m., Tuukka or no one in the locker room or nobody on the team informed Tuukka of what John Tortorella had said.
I could see somebody on the team that belongs to the team not doing it because maybe you don't mess with them. Let's not get it in his head.
But Tuukka is just that kind of guy that I sort of believe him. That he's just that sort of wacko goalie, like the goalies are weird, that you just sort of believe him. Like, no, I actually didn't even know that he had said that. He dented me. Yeah, I guess not. I guess not. I just had a shutout in case you missed the game.
Scoreboard.
I just had a shutout. I'm not dented. Not dented at all. 617-779-0985. Alan in California. Alan.
Hey, just a real quick one. On the NBC net last night,
yeah,
they were showing two of those clankers high off the crossbar that came off of Rask's shoulder.
Yep.
They should have been credited as saves. So Rask was all world, man. Have a good one, guys.
All right, Alan. Appreciate it.
I thought it hit it directly. I didn't see the one come off his shoulder.
Yeah, one right grazed, off the patch.
One went off
right
the
top.
Right off the Bruins patch. Had it not been for that patch, could be telling a whole different story today.
Save that.
Yeah, you could be looking at a
3-1.
Goal on the board. 3-1.
3-1.
Changes the dynamic of the game, Beetle.
It would have been a lot different.
For the patch. Hashtag for the patch.
Do it for the patch. For the patch, guys. So we don't know on the start of the series, but it looks like...
Thursday.
Looks like Thursday. We don't know that for sure, but it's looking like Thursday night.
Celtics play when? Wednesday? Tuesday.
And when we find out for sure, we will confirm that.
Celtics play Wednesday?
That is nothing more than rumor at this point.
Celtics play Game 5 in Milwaukee tomorrow.
Okay, good. Because it's Wednesday. Like usually 4 days off in between.
All I can tell you.
Sure, there's not a concert there or anything?
It is. Where?
Or in Milwaukee.
Oh, I have no idea.
Yeah, conflict.
There's nothing going on in Carolina in their arena, according to their arena's website. So, they got nothing going on their end. I don't know what's happening in the Boston end. I don't know if they got any more Cher concerts coming through. Hopefully, you know, they don't have to worry about any graduations. I think they're done with those. They had a graduation there last. I didn't know that part. Northeastern, did you know that?
That's right. Remember we were doing.
Northeastern and Cher were all the same weekend.
Look at Northeastern. Graduate in your own damn place.
Like, oh, God.
We were there for playoffs over like a year ago doing shows down there. Remember when Northeastern had one? That morning, they had to rush everybody in and out. That's where we hit all that traffic. Same thing.
Yeah.
Get another venue.
And go somewhere else.
Jeez.
Go somewhere else. I don't care that you pay for the building. Yeah. Pay somebody else. Do it somewhere else. Okay? Thanks. Appreciate it. 617-779-0985. Get back to your calls coming up next.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Miss something?
You gotta wear your lucky jersey. Don't wash the lucky socks.
Rub your ball 16 times. Yeah.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now, back to Zolak and Bertrand on Boston's Home for Sports.
I'm a goner. Somebody catch my breath.
Brusk up the ice with a shot. That one rung off the post. Krejci will get it in. He scores! One shot doesn't go in. The second one does, and the Boston Bruins have taken a 1-0 lead.
I want to be known by you. I'm a goner.
Oil's got it. Gives to Johansson with a shot. Save made by Brodsky, and it goes off his pad, rolls over the goal line, and gives the Boston Bruins a 2-0 lead.
Oh, that's tough to see.
Blue Jacket zone. Torrey Krug has a man going to the net, and they score. David Backes puts it in, and the Boston Bruins now lead 3-0 over the Blue Jackets.
Beaten down, I'll slip away into the sound.
The horn sounds, and the Boston Bruins are moving on as they finish this game by shutout, 3-0.
And it's disappointing. It doesn't matter when you lose in the playoffs. It does not matter. It feels the same way. Nothing but disappointment.
I can't believe Rich wants to change his song.
Yeah, what's with that? I saw that on Twitter the other day.
It came out of nowhere.
I didn't know that. That's been a long-standing take of his, huh?
I guess so.
I didn't know that.
Not a big fan of...
The song, now listen, the song is terrible, right? It's not a song you would listen to.
But it's theirs and it's yours and you know what it is.
It's not a song you'd put on in your car. Oh, I got to listen to... Is it Kerncraft 400? Is that what it is? What is it called? What's
Power Man 5000.
No, what is it for real?
Jackhammer 9000.
Come on.
Wham Jack.
Transylvania 65,000.
I think it's 400.
Yeah, Kerncraft 400.
My kid has them on our phones all the time. We listen to this all the time.
Okay, yeah. Well, that's...
Is that on your pool playlist?
That's no. Confirmation that it's a terrible song. Zoll
that,
listens to it all
what's
the time.
What's that new rejoin, Jim?
We however...
The, kind of the merengue one. I want that for my pool
for place. That purpose of it cha-cha. Being the goal song
yeah.
And like... It's been there for so long.
Yeah.
It's a brewing it's thing. Tradition, and it's a great song for the purpose of getting jacked up and being stupid okay. In the aftermath of a goal.
Okay, but let's keep it real. This song does not ooze tradition. I mean, just the techno aspect
modern
of it alone.
Modern tradition, it's been sure. The song for 15 years
if you're,
or
you're, so. If you're okay. A 15-year-old kid and you've
I'm just
you're
saying,
used
like,
to
like Dirty Water is a tradition. This is just more
overplayed.
Of... This
Dirty
is more,
Water's only been played for the same amount of time as Kerncraft.
Oh, the exact same amount of time.
Yeah, Dirty Water's not been played there yeah. Since, you know...
they've strictly ordered
that's a,
prior to
that's
that
a new
ordered.
Thing. That's not going back a long time. Well, Dirty Water at Fenway.
You get rid of that one.
Dirty Water at Fenway didn't start until the 90s. That doesn't go way, way back. That's not some old school thing.
Stupid song.
Yeah. Okay. The song might be old, but the tradition of playing it is not old.
Boston, you're my home. Dun, no. Da, da,
Jim?
Da, do we want the Hurricanes goal horn, or do we want to save that for tomorrow?
No, we need it.
Lay it on me right now.
Yeah, I need to start developing my hatred.
123. No, we need it.
I thought you had it.
Oh. The barge, big ship.
Is that an actual song or is that made for them?
I'll take that over that stupid Canadian
crap.
Petey
Pablo, Raise Up.
But did it exist before? Did he make that specifically to be used for them?
Do you know what I hated about the Derby this weekend?
I don't like it. I don't like it is my point. I don't like it either way.
Yeah, you know what I hate about the Derby this weekend? They took that song that we started liking and they ruined it. And they just beat it like a dead horse. No pun intended. Go to find my horse to take my horse to the riding hole. Yeah. Every rejoin back to the Kentucky Derby. And guess what? Preakness is doing it too. It's the song for the Preakness. Let's
probably
wear it out.
The rights to it.
Pardon me?
NBC probably paid
probably.
For it.
Probably.
Well, they got it, yeah.
I'm going to take my horse to the Old Town Road.
Old Town Road.
Ride till I can't no more. I'm going to take my horse.
Ruined it.
Didn't make you tune out for five straight hours. So.
No.
Apparently, I'm reading that the Bruins adopted Kerncraft 400 soon after the song was actually released in 99. So they've had it for nearly two decades.
Right. We were talking about this the other day. They used to play it at Fenway, right?
Yeah, they did after home runs.
All right, that's what I thought.
Soon after they came out, they were doing it. They both right, adopted it.
Petey Pablo recorded the song Raise Up. In 2000, released August 2001.
Wow, that's been around?
The premise of the song is simple, according to the entry I'm reading here. Pablo represents his native North Carolina and calls on the audience to take your shirt off, twist it round your hand, spin it like a helicopter. First line of the first verse, who am I? Petey Pab, mother effer. Is okay. An allusion to something else, and it's been used by UNC football games. And then there are remixes that incorporate other cities and states and regions.
It's got a little I don't know. What? I think P did not P Diddy, but it's got that boom.
We thought it was Nelly first.
Yes, it's got a little Nelly feel. Like I'm number one. Yes,
it doesn't
Jim.
Sound like Nelly
Jim,
at all.
Yes, it does. Pull up I am
no,
number one.
No, it doesn't.
The hell it doesn't.
You think that sounds like Nelly?
Number one. The beat.
Yeah, the beat.
Oh, okay. The style of the song?
Yeah.
Okay, not the guy
no,
rapping
not
the song.
The garage band voice guy. No. Sounds like, feels like a Nelly song.
You're right. You nailed it, Jim. I was going to say Flow Rider, but I'm wrong.
617-779-0985. Alex in the car on the Bruins. Alex.
Hey, guys, I just want to say there was nothing that I found more irritating in the call last night from NBC than how often they talked about the bad puck luck on the other team. Honestly, Tuukka, the entire series, was giving them no other option than to go bar down. So they had a lot of pucks go off the crossbar, sure, but that was their only option.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, they had to go top shelf. The problem was they were getting some success up there. And I
like they did in Game 5 where they had to go there.
Right.
And postage stamp bingo, which we learned about, right?
Right, but that's by far the hardest shot to make.
Ridiculous. So, like, yeah, their last goal in Game 5 was ridiculous.
It is.
To be able to score it.
I agree. It's just it does make you nervous when Tuukka, who is not a big guy and doesn't necessarily play big. You know, he doesn't play as a big goaltender, right? He doesn't take up huge amounts of the net and you know, really, really cut down the angles. When he gets that low, it makes you nervous against the more talented teams that can score when they get up high.
I don't feel like that crew, and first of all, I feel like that crew is a little more pro-Bruins than they were pro-Blue Jackets, but when it came to the goaltenders, I felt like they loved Bobrovsky, and by the end, they weren't exactly giving the same love to Tuukka by the end of this series.
Right, and Bobrovsky totally broke down at the end, and Tuukka's got, if anything, better. So I don't know what that was about.
Yes, I think it flip-flopped by the end of the series, but I also don't think either one of these guys was bad at any point in this series. I thought they were both,
really good. At their worst, they were really good. Yeah,
and that includes last night for Bobrovsky. Tell me which goals for Bobrovsky last night were bad goals that he gave up that you look at and say those were soft. You shouldn't have given that one up. Maybe that Krejci goal of the three.
Maybe.
I mean, he had I mean, everything else, there was traffic. He was moving side to side, or his vision was, you know, he couldn't see the puck. He had a great view of Krejci. It was a straight shot. He could have stopped the Krejci one, went right under his arm. That one, to me, is the one I look at and say, yeah, you can second guess him on that one. That Krejci goal, he could have stopped. The other ones, though, I don't know that he could have. Good goals. Sometimes goal scorers just have really good goals.
Yeah.
And you get beat as a goalie, and you don't put it on the goaltender. Happens to the best of them. Tom is in Londonderry on the Celtics. Hey, Tom.
Hi, guys. How you doing today?
Hi, good. Tom.
So I'll make it quick because I'm mad. I'm irritated. I'll just say what I need to say about the Celtics and get off because I know you're on the break. But blow it up.
I see no clock.
Whole damn thing.
Love it.
Blow the damn thing off.
Blow what up?
I'm so sick of that team. I am so sick of Kyrie Irving. I am so sick of Brad Stevens not having any assertiveness on those players to drill into them when they're not doing their jobs. They put the best players out there on the floor to make the right adjustments in the middle of the game. I mean, that's what makes like coaches like Greg Popovich great, because he's not going to be friends with the players. If Tony Parker was screwing up at the point with the Spurs, Greg Popovich would rip into him on national television, and then what would you see? Tony Parker would adjust his mistakes and be a better player, and probably going to go to the Hall of Fame as a result because he had great coaching like that. I don't see that in Brad Stevens. The guy is as soft as his boy wonder there, Gordon Hayward, who might as well just quit at this point and go hit some donos or whatever that crap, that stupid gaming lingo means, and go play, be a professional video gamer, because that's the only thing you're really good at this point. You're just as soft as your head coach's mentality. And Kyrie Irving, please, just go. I'm sick of listening to him talk. I'm sick of listening to him thinking that he is a genius and he has all the answers. And when he doesn't show up and he falls flat in his damn face, he sits there and goes to guys like Chris Gasper, oh, who cares? Tries to minimize what they're trying to talk about and what he was acting like. Oh, don't worry about it. I'll be fine. And then when they actually, it's like, hey, what happened? Oh, who cares? Who cares? Go to New York. Go to New York. Make your second-rate freaking films. Go be Uncle Drew in New York. Go freaking board with your buddy Kevin Durant. I love Kyrie Irving when he came out of Duke. I thought he's been one of the better point guards that I have ever seen watching the NBA for the last 20 years of my life. Now, I can't stand to listen to the crap that he says. He is a fraud. He is a hack. Take Marcus Morris, take Terry Rozier with you. I understand that they will be dog crap if that is the case without Kyrie Irving. I get what that means when you lose the best player on the court like that. But at this point, I don't care. Blow the damn thing up.
Wow. Isn't I don't care the same thing as who cares?
I mean,
pot, kettle?
No, I think he cares to the point where he doesn't care anymore. He's made himself not care because he cares so much.
While blow Kyrie is asking, who would care about such a meaningless thing?
Yeah.
Blow it all up, including the coach.
Well, so you're saying the future is
not good. I want to know where all these people were, these anti-Brad Stevens folks.
A week ago.
Thank you. Forget about a year ago or 2 years ago.
They were 5-0 in the playoffs.
How about a week ago?
Best coach, best player.
Right.
Going to run circles around Budenholzer.
Yeah.
I feel like if you want one gone, it's for the benefit of the other guy. You can't want, if you want both gone, then you just want to blow the whole thing up. But if you want Kyrie gone, you might think it's the benefit of Brad Stevens. And okay. If you want Brad Stevens gone, it might benefit Kyrie.
What if Kyrie says, I'll stay, but Brad's going to go?
Cool. I don't
get rid of Kyrie.
Yeah, it's an interesting notion, but I don't think that is remotely anywhere near what's going on there. I don't think this is a
guy. Well, based on what Dan Shaughnessy said today,
it's
when
a good
said,
question.
We know he doesn't like his coach.
Yeah, I don't know that we know that.
I don't know that we do.
Hey, if that's a demand.
I don't know that we do know. That's why I pressed Dan on that issue.
If that's a demand, he said it so casually.
He said it so matter-of-factly that, well, we know he doesn't like his coach. I said, do we? We know that? Have you talked to people? Well, and he sort of wanted to back off of that as soon as he said it. But he said it with such a confidence that I had to pause. If he doesn't like his coach and he says to the Celtics, I'll stay, but he's got to go. I need my guy. I want someone who coaches the way that I want to play. I want someone to come in and tailor this team to me in the way I want to play. What do you do if you're Danny Ainge?
You say bye, Brad.
Brad, I don't know if this is working anymore. Does that happen?
Oh.
Does that conversation happen?
Danny will always sell anything for the betterment of his team.
Sell their soul for Kyrie Irving.
Danny will do anything.
How far will the Celtics go to sell their soul for this guy?
I think I would say.
Will they go Beatle far?
If I were Danny Ainge, I would say, I hear you, Kyrie. However, that coach was able to get this team to an Eastern Conference Finals without you last year and without Gordon Hayward. So if we're really looking at, I'm not saying you two don't have a problem, but if we're looking at the problem, maybe it's something else because it's had a pretty decent amount of success.
You know what?
And you're a part of it. You're a part of it. However, you weren't playing last year and they took LeBron James' team to game 7. So what do you think? Should we try this again? Do we think maybe there could be a way to get you two to work together? Because I don't think Brad's the problem. I don't think you're the problem either, but facts are facts.
Are you rooting for Kyrie to play poorly and end this thing? Then the case just to be such a pro Stevens and have a pro Stevens take? Because say Kyrie goes off. Doesn't it kind of entitle Kyrie if he goes off? Say they find a way to pull this series out or you know what. And he takes him the next, and he keeps scoring and scoring. And say that is the issue. I don't want Brad here. I'll be back, but I don't want Brad.
Wow. You know, we talk about the season like it's over.
It ain't over yet.
That's what I'm saying.
It ain't over.
It ain't over. The Germans bought Pearl Harbor.
Hardy has headlines.
Bring out Gino.
Today's takeaway is coming up at 150.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
First, our introduction.
Zolak, Bertrand.
Double whammy.
Zolak and Bertrand. Continues 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Here's the distinction that the Celtics had to make. And I said this the day that they signed Kyrie. They used to be a pace and space team where the ball and the movement dictated who got the shot. Kyrie Irving is a ball-dominated, isolation type of player. They used to be a team where Al Horford, their center, led them in assists.
Great.
Okay, that was their style. Now they've chosen to give the ball to Kyrie to take them home. He's shown that he can't be the best player on a contending team. And I agree with you. He's done in Boston. And you ready for this?
Done.
You ready for this? The teammates will help him pack.
Oh, yeah.
They can't wait for
him to
leave.
They can't wait for him
either.
To go. Terry Rozier can't
They'll
wait for
help
him to
him
get
to
out.
Pack.
That is Jalen Rose on ESPN earlier today. Felger Maz coming up top of the hour. I just saw Maz walking by, which reminded me. How you doing, Maz?
It's like a principal.
I owe that guy an apology.
What guy?
Maz.
Why?
On the adversity part, I kept saying, Maz, have the Celtics faced their adversity yet?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, they did. They faced adversity down 2-1.
Maz was all over it.
And then
first.
You know what they did? They did what they did all year long. They
duck-tailed.
Folded like a cheap suit is what they did. And now they're down 3-1, and it's basically over. So Maz was right.
Isn't that something, though, right there? He says he's a player where everything goes through him. He's a scorer. You know, the ball needs to be touched by him. And when the offense is right, it goes through other players. Jalen Rose knows the game of basketball. Plus, they say they can't wait for him to leave. They will pack his bags for him. Well, that's pretty damning stuff right there. Think he's hearing anything? Think he's talking to guys on that team? Yeah, we don't like him. He's good as gone. But then how can Paul Pierce miss it last week if he knows the game as well, too, or even better than Jalen Rose?
Do you know what I think part of the series problem is? And I've said this all year long. This is not new. I'm going to repeating myself here. You know what part of the problem with this team is? There are guys on this team that think they're better than they are. The young guys on this team think they're better and think they have accomplished more than they actually have.
Yeah, Kyrie's one of those guys, too, by the way.
And that's okay. Except Kyrie's actually won a championship and has hit a shot in the biggest stage and has won a ring.
He's made a lot off that shot. Yes.
The problem with this team is they inspire.
I like that. We're not going to take that away from him.
Green teamer.
Because we don't like him right
green,
now.
Green teamer.
Because we don't like what he said at the podium last night.
Green teamer.
So now he didn't hit the shot to win the championship.
You don't think he thinks way higher of himself? He thinks he's a one. Is he a one?
Not right now.
He is.
Not right now.
He is.
He can be the guy you can you can build your team around him and win a championship.
Hasn't done it yet, but I still believe that, yes.
These last three games has really shown that might not be the case.
Mm. How was it early for Paul Pierce like that?
I think you throw any one out there in a cast of nothing behind him like he's had. Not to say he's played well, because he's been garbage too. But no one else has shown up either. It's like you can't even look at the roster and say, well, at least so-and-so has played well. I know Kyrie sucked, but hey, look at Al Horford. He's really balling out these last couple of games. No. Oh, look at Gordon Hayward. Oh, wait, was Gordon Hayward even playing? Oh, yeah, no, he's still getting his close to 30 minutes a night, although he does nothing for his team at his $32 million a year.
All right, guys, I got to go.
Yeah, you got to go. Yeah, he literally ran out of the locker room before the media was let in last night. That guy. It's not like there's anything behind him that's so great either.
He hasn't taken any heat. He hasn't taken any heat for that.
And Kyrie was right. Let him take – Kyrie, take your 30 shots next game. Yep. Because that's the only prayer the Celtics have, is that if Kyrie does do that and tries to put everything on himself, please do.
Because he either takes 40 shots or he just passes every time and there's no in between.
I hope he doesn't do that. I hope he takes the 40 shots and he gets hot, because that's the only Celtics chance they have. It's their only prayer. Kyrie heats up. He finds his stroke, and he just takes everything.
Maybe Gordon.
That's their shot.
Yeah, and maybe Gordon was so angry with this performance, he had to run out and just go back and just diagnose the film and look at it again and get all fired up for the next game.
Oh, yeah.
What else? Where's he running to?
MIA. That's a much bigger problem, because that guy doesn't have an option
that guy
to leave.
Ain't going anywhere.
I wish he could walk out the door at the end of the year.
This team.
That would be helpful.
I'll tell you what the problem is.
If he could go to the Knicks.
It inspires more recency bias among fans and analysts than any other team. Maybe the Patriots. Maybe the Patriots. There's a lot of recency bias, but these guys, everybody, from the fans to the analysts, telling Kyrie Irving's got to go, and that everyone's going to drive him to the airport, and they're going to be happy to see him go. What short memories everyone has. Oh, my goodness.
Crazy.
That's why I want him to hang
40. Kyrie Irving is so head and shoulders above and beyond the best player on this team, and even if he wasn't, last couple of nights, who's been lights out for the Celtics in this Bucks series? Be very careful of what you wish for.
Lights out all the way through?
If you sit, right. Who's been lights out?
Every game?
Yeah.
They don't have a guy that every game has been lights out.
No, and it's not like we're talking about the entire season. I'm talking about throughout four games. Be very careful what you wish for, this Kyrie Irving stuff. You don't want him anymore. You want to blow it up like our other guy said, the coach included. Careful. It's been a long time since you were completely irrelevant. It wasn't all that long ago. Maybe you don't remember. Maybe you don't remember the first year with Brad Stevens.
Wouldn't it be nice?
Everybody was excited to have Brad Stevens here, but the team wasn't good.
Wouldn't it be nice to have a big guy who could sort of have an offensive presence in the paint, get those foul calls.
Funny how the coach says they weren't really good at the rim, right? Not really good at protecting the rim, going to the rim, anything around the rim. That's a big guy.
Protect the rim, but also, again, have that offensive presence. Get to the line. Well,
they have Ogilvy. They have Ogilvy.
Open things up on the perimeter. Oh, that Anthony Davis. Would Anthony Davis do those things? Would AD do that? The big man, the big fella. AD, Kyrie. Kyrie, what's that thing, fella? Kyrie 4-3. Yes, 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 yes. Give me that.
And to Dan's
I'm not
point,
out on Kyrie.
No, I'm not out on him either.
I'm still with you, kid.
And it may all be nonsense. He may be gone either way.
He might be. I mean, honestly, if we're handicapping it, what do you put it at?
At this moment.
I think it's down to the Knicks and the right. Celtics, too. I think the Brooklyn thing is sort of hogwash.
If he's going to New York, he's going to the Knicks.
If he's going to New York, I think he's
going to the Knicks.
He's going to wear that orange and white. Mm. He's going to go for that creamsicle down in New York.
Jim wouldn't like the rebuild, though. Jim wants to rebuild. Teams that play hard.
The Olympics.
Teams I'd say I want to rebuild. I want a team that just plays together. What do you want, Zo? You
want stars. Superstars.
You want two stars that are going to be a-holes.
Yeah, play themselves together to 38 wins this season.
Which stars in the NBA
Look at the Nuggets in the Trailblazers series right now in the Western Conference.
Yeah, and who do you like in that series? Who are the likable stars in the series?
Damian Lillard, Jokic, Jamal Murray. There's a lot of good guys in that series. McCollum for Portland.
McCollum.
There's a lot of good players in that series. Who's Damian Lillard's a superstar, but
Damian
outside
Lillard.
Of that, I mean, there's not many superstars in that series.
Damian Lillard is a good one. I mean, that's, I would say likable only in that no one really knows them all that well. Like, you feel like you know who guys like Steph Curry are, and you know who a guy like James Harden is, and I like Harden, but I know a lot of people don't.
Lillard is what people wanted John Wall to be. He stayed in the same market that drafted him, and he's been a superstar, and he's slowly, incrementally leading his team higher and higher every year.
But the idea that, like, oh, he's a jerk. Yeah, there are a lot of jerk superstars. That a lot of superstars can be jerks. Yep. They can be self-consumed. They can care more about themselves than they do about their team.
No.
All those things can be true.
And you know what? I'm okay with that. And just don't do it at the podium every night.
He doesn't do it every night. Does Kyrie
playoffs,
do that?
He's done it every night in the playoffs. He's the
Has
one
he?
Guy that speaks every single game at that podium. Has well, he been in the locker room at all postseason?
At least he speaks.
Yeah.
Where's Gordon?
No, I agree with that.
Where's
he
Gordon?
Should be ripped, too.
Combing
Absolutely.
His hair.
What did Al Horford say last night? And by the way, this
Horford
may not,
spoke in the locker room. Yeah.
It may not be Al Horford's fault because I was searching around going through all the different channels last night. It was not easy to find the postgame. It was not easy to find the locker room stuff. It's just there was too much going on. It's on me. I'm trying to flip between Bruins postgame coverage on, you know, trying to go between that and this. And you're all over the place. You end up missing everything. Okay, well, waiting to hear from Gordon Hayward. Anyone check his wife's Instagram?
No.
She got anything about her baby there?
Nothing yet.
What the minutes are like?
Yo, what's up, guys?
Yeah, I know why. We're always here from Pasta. He's got something to say.
Yo, what's up, I'm Roddy Grace.
Today's takeaways are next.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub. That's sweet.
All right. Today's takeaway is brought to you by Wake Up 180 Weight Loss, offering free support for life. Make this the last time that weight will ever be an issue for you online right now at Wake Up 180
Weight Loss. All right, we're short on time. Short on time. Zoe on Hardy's mom today.
What?
Yes.
It's such a story. My mother, who cares nothing for any of this stuff, but she lives in Durham. She knows all about the hurricane.
Zoe missed that one this month. We might have to call your mother and get some get what she knows about that.
Mom's nice.
Mom on the scene.
Good looking lady,
too. Here's Hardy with headlines.
She's a nice lady. Very nice.
You said good looking lady.
Well put together, clean.
She's clean.
Don't talk about my
got a nice haircut, well dressed. Like, look at you.
Yeah, I like Hardy's mother. She's not one of those like the dirty mothers, you know, like crap all over her face. All right, so the Bruins are on to the Eastern Conference Finals.
I don't like you talking about my mother.
I came
even
over
complimentary.
Your house. She had her helmet was perfectly sculpted.
Her helmet?
Her hair. It looked like a helmet. Red, had so much hairspray on it, like it was perfectly round. I'm like, I want to
see. This
it.
Is why you can't even compliment without being insulting.
He can't and help
she,
himself.
Just stop. Lipstick. She was
just
playing
stop.
With Katie. She was talking to Katie, and they were reading over
What's
there.
What's her name?
I don't know his mom's name. It's Mrs. Poole. I call her Mrs. Poole out of respect.
Yes. Her name is Mrs. Poole.
As far as
you're concerned.
Okay.
Right. Hey, Mrs. Poole.
All right. Can we talk to her on the phone? Ask her about the Hurricanes?
She's lovely to talk to.
She wears perfume. Yeah. She's put a lot of perfume on.
What?
Smells nice.
Again, see,
your
that...
Your mom was clean.
He tries to offer a compliment, and it's not. It's
your
just,
mother.
No matter what it is he says, it doesn't sound right. Just doesn't sound good. Thanks to Dan Shaughnessy for the time he spent with us today. A spirited debate. I'd like to know what the hell his Celtics plan is if Kyrie leaves.
Right.
But he doesn't seem to have one.
I wanted to hang 40 the other tomorrow night just to see these green teamers that all jumped off the Kyrie bandwagon have to jump back on.
Yeah. Back on.
All right, Felger and Maz are coming up next. I'm sure they have plenty to get to on the Celtics and the Bruins. So don't go anywhere. Enjoy the rest of your afternoon. The sun out again? 2 days in a row? Yeah.
Yo, what's up, guys? I took my skates off, so I have to go a little bit on my toes, but unbelievable win, big man.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Straightforward.
You lose too, big boy.
No holds barred.
I'm starting to think this guy's a con man.
Sports talk.
I got it. All right, I got it.
Felger and Maz, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Kyrie, Chris Gasper, Boston Globe. Have you ever had a three-game stretch like this in the playoffs, and how mentally challenging is it?
What do you mean?
Have you ever had a shooting stretch like this? I think it's now at this point... 19 for 62.
Yeah, who cares?
All right, sorry, Bruins fans. I promise, we'll get to you. You know we'll get to you. We just can't let this go. We have to start with Kyrie Irving and the Boston Celtics. Have to. Is that his epitaph, Baz?
Who's epitaph?
Kyrie Irving. You weren't even listening.
No, I didn't have my headphones
on. Okay, Kyrie Irving, who cares? Is that what we will remember him for? The who cares moment after absolutely sucking.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.